Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, a mainstay of the peninsula's economy, fishing. Sport fishing, to be exact. The 2018 salmon season is getting off to a very slow start with restrictions and closures around the state. And king fishing on the Kenai has been dialed back to catch and release. For sport guides, that's nothing new. Restrictions have been put in place in one form or another for the better part of a decade on Kenai kings, and that's forced some changes in the guide industry. I spoke with Kenai River Sport Fishing Association Executive Director Ricky Geese from their new office in Soldotna that just opened this week about how guides have had to adapt in recent years.
The opening of this place is coming in a year where, once again, in the sport fishing world, we're seeing some restrictions on everybody's favorite river, on the Kenai River. And a number of years now, we were just talking, it's been a decade, basically, since there weren't king restrictions on the Kenai. Having that time pass now, I'm sure it's probably getting easier to paint that overall picture of what that does to the sport fishing economy and related economies here on the Kenai when those fish aren't available and those when we don't have those angler days.
Sure, yeah. The last time that we did an economic survey in the state for sport fishing was 2007, and that coincidentally was the last time that we didn't have restrictions in Cook Inlet for the earlier late run Kenai River, you know, king salmon. And in the last decade, we've also seen regulations imposed and closures and restrictions on the halibut fishery. So if you go back to the number of angler days back in 2007, there are about 2.5 million angler days, about a half million anglers, 300,000 non-residents, 200,000 residents going out fishing. A decade later, the number of angler days has dropped overall statewide by 20%. So now we have about 2 million angler days. We still have the same number of anglers, about 300,000 non-residents, visitors coming up to fish, and 200,000 residents. But that drop, that loss of a half million angler days, has economic consequences. And you see it around different sport fishing, you know, communities, whether it's Homer, Seward, here in the Kenai, up in the Mat-Su. That loss has been concentrated in South Central in terms of the lost angler days. And so, you know, on the Kenai, back in 2007, we had over 400 guides on the Kenai River. In recent years, that number had dropped below 250. It's slowly building back up. Now, some people may say, oh, great, that's a great thing, you know, but those are the folks that get people in and off the river in a very manageable manner. So you do need a guide component in our community. They're very important, making sure that the rules and regulations are followed, you know, so we prosecute orderly fishery. So and you know, that's taken a hit as a lot of the, you know, other retail in the area also. In May and June, when we used to be up on step going full forward on the king fisheries, you know, now we're down to catch and release. And you know, if we don't see improved numbers, you know, we're going to be closed for the last 2 weeks of June and on a very important fishery.
In the commercial world, we hear a lot about, and we talked about it earlier, this idea that when the runs aren't what you want them to be, you need to change your strategy a little bit and add some value to what you are pulling out of the river. And what's the mirror of that in the sport fishing world? Is it for guides, is it kind of changing up what you do when there isn't that big ticket item, kings, to take people out and go for? Some people have found success in expanding and diversifying and those sorts of things, but how is that done? What's the recipe?
Yeah, for the businesses, people who are still guiding here, they've had to diversify. If you just, your bread and butter was only king salmon, you're probably not a guide in the Kenai anymore. Most of them have had to diversify trout fishing, sockeye fishing, you know, different types of ways to incorporate that into your business models people have been doing, but they have had to diversify just to stay in business.
And you can hear more from Ricky Geese, including the skinny on Curse's new offices in Soldotna, at our website, kdll.org. Now time for this week's number, $20.81. That's the hourly wage one would need to earn in order to afford the average two-bedroom apartment in the Kenai Peninsula borough. That, according to a report out this week from the National Low Income Housing Coalition. For someone earning the state's minimum wage of $9.84, that means a 78-hour work week for even a one-bedroom apartment at current market rates. And that will do it for this week's edition of Econ 91.9. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.